My name is Twilla Robinson Booker. My age is 59. Today's date is Friday, November the 5th, 2021. The location is Columbus, Georgia, and the name of the interviewer of my interview partner, my interview partner is Dorothy Jean Garza. And the relationship to the partner is she's a sister from another mother.
Hi, my name is Dorothy Jean Beeson Garza. I am 63. Today is Friday, November the 5th, 2021. I'm at the Columbus Library in Columbus, Georgia. I'm here with my sister from another mother.
So, Dorothy, can I call you Sissy? Because I never call you Dorothy. That would just seem strange to me.
Yes, you can. Okay. But my name is Dorothy Jean Beeson Garza.
Okay, you already told them that.
But I have to tell you this. The reason my name is Dorothy is because I was adopted, and the lawyer named me Dorothy.
Oh, so none of the people that were... Okay. Why?
Because I didn't have a name. I guess I didn't have a name. Because my grandfather found me and took me to my aunt and uncle, and they adopted me.
And he found you where?
He found me in a room.
In a house?
In a house. And my mom was 15 years old. And what does a 15-year-old know about a baby? But anyway, he found me by the grace of God. And he took me to my aunt and uncle, and I was in kind of bad shape, and my mom nursed me back to health. And they adopted me. And raise me. And Dorothy means gift from God. Isn't it wonderful?
It's great. I'm still trying to figure
out. Don't figure out nothing. Just listen.
It's like, they didn't want to name me?
Anyway. I was born in Mobile, Alabama. On 2649 Reed Street in Crichton. We had a close-knit family, neighborhood. People had kids. My next-door neighbor had 12 children. I was the only child. People came to my house and played, and I was all over the neighborhood. I went over everybody's house. I ate at everybody's house.
Do you think that had anything to do with the... you're really young, so you don't remember your mom, right?
Yes, I knew my mom. My mom...
Your biological mom.
My mom brought my mom to my house and introduced me to her. And so I had a relationship with both parents. So I always thought of myself being very fortunate because I had two moms. I had two dads. It was good. You know, I had a mom that was wild and I had a mom that was normal, you know, just straight. And my mom raised me in church. And I sang in the choir. And I went to BTU on Sundays.
What's BTU?
Baptist Training Union.
Oh, okay.
And me and my friend would get there early. And we would jump the pews. I said, let's race. And he get on in the back, and I get in the back, and we would race to the front. We would jump the pews till we get to the front.
What does jump the pews mean?
Just what I said. We would jump the pews.
You jump over the
jump
pews?
Jump over the pews till we get to the front.
Oh, my goodness.
That was fun. Ooh. Anyway, and my dad was a deacon.
Did you ever fall?
No. My dad was a deacon, and his name was Glover Beeson. And my mother's name is Ethel Beeson. My biological mother's name is Ruby Lee Robinson Clemens. And my father's name is Nathaniel Clemens. No, Nathaniel Curry. Anyway, but they was cool. I was good with all of it. It was all good.
So you knew your dad, too?
I knew my dad.
Did you get to meet him?
Yes. He was easy. That's why I think I'm easy, because he was real, real easy. And
okay, you say easy. What does that mean?
That means
you don't get
every
upset?
Time I went to see him, he had the same clothes on. And when I first, there was one time I went to see him, and he had dust under the dining room table. And the next time I seen him, that dust had turned to dirt. So it was good, you know, it didn't bother him. You know, he was just easy. I just lived there. He just lived there. Real easy. And I wish I had not talked to him more, because there was one time when I asked him, do you actually believe I'm your daughter? And he said, yes. I said, okay, if you believe it, I believe it. And then while I remember, we were stationed in Okinawa. I've been married for 41 years to the same man, Leroy Garza, who's a great provider, great husband, great father. And we went to visit my father. We would always go visit him when I would go to town, come home. Went to see the house, looking for the house, and the house was gone.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was like, "What?" They called him Big Daddy.
And they called your biological dad
Big Daddy.
Okay.
And so I said, "What happened to Big Daddy?" He said, Big Daddy gone. Big Daddy been dead for 2 years. I said, really?
Oh, my goodness.
But see, they didn't know me. They had no idea. I mean, I would visit him. I didn't know that community.
He didn't live where you lived?
He lived in Mobile, but not in my...
Not in Crichton. Oh.
So he said, Big Daddy been dead for 2 years. I said, oh, okay.
He didn't have any more children?
He had a daughter. I met her once.
And she knew she was your sister?
Yes. And I brought her to my house. And she's about the same age as my baby boy. I have two sons, Rainier Philippe Beeson Garza and Andreas Kashmir Beeson Garza. And so she's about the same age as my baby. And so we didn't hit it off too good because, you know, she's playing games and she's a young girl. You know, 8, 9, 12, I don't know how old she was. But I don't play. I'm the only girl in the house. So, she's trying to cozy up to my husband and cozy up to the boys and, manipulate, you know, girl stuff. I said, I don't do that. She said, I'm ready to go home. I said, I'm ready for you to go home, too. And the next day, I took her back.
And you haven't seen her since?
And I have no idea where she is. I have no idea what she looks like, and I forgot her name.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway.
So that's the only connection to your biological
right,
dad that
that's
you
all
knew
I know.
Of
that's all I know.
Is her.
That's it, yes. And I have no idea where she
and
is.
And you don't know who her
and
mother was.
And her mother was murdered.
What?
Her mother was murdered.
Oh,
don't
you
ask
do.
Me no details.
Okay,
I don't
but you
know.
Do know that, that yes. She was murdered.
And while she's asking me, I am not a detail person. I might help you do whatever you need to do, but don't ask me about details. I'll show you.
Even in this interview, you see she's interviewing herself. I don't know why.
But
I'm
don't
here.
Ask me about details because I'm not the one.
She won't. She only remembers things from 4 years back.
I
we
love
did
it.
Figure that out. If it's at least 4 years back, sometimes it could come to her memory. But if it happened yesterday, you could kiss that thought goodbye.
But I love you, okay?
I love you, all right? That's okay. Our favorite. Move on to the next subject.
Right.
I love you, okay?
So I went to college for a year.
No, I want to know how they chased you from school and why. And you made this fast friendship with this family.
Oh, I was bullied. I didn't even know what that was. But
right.
But I would run home because I'm not a confrontational person at all. Even now, I'm not. And so in order for me not to deal with that, I just would run home.
Every day.
But my next door neighbor... Vanessa. I started walking home with them. And nobody bothered the McCorvies.
The who?
Their last name was McCorvey.
Oh, it was
a bunch of
them?
But nobody bothered them. Because, her mom had 12 kids. And nobody bothered them. So I just walked home with them all the time. So I'm good.
Numbers.
Right, right. So I thank God. And we are still friends today. I talked to her today. And we are still friends, and I consider her a sister. And
she kept you alive, I guess.
She protected me. And so I am so grateful for all of the people in my life because I'm an only child, and most of the women that I know are strong, strong women who have been through horrendous, challenging, oh, my God, stuff. That I never had to go through. But they're my sisters, and we still communicate. We still have things in common. we accept each other as we are. And I just love that because God blessed me with another kind of family. You don't have to be alone if you don't want to be alone. That's a choice. Anyway, so that's that. And so she's my dear, dear friend. And so I went to college for a year. And Knoxville College in Knoxville, Tennessee.
HBCU.
And honey, I had to hurry up and get out of there because they parted too much for me. Because if I had to stay there and parted with them people, OMG, I probably would have not been in my right mind.
And you know that I'm from Knoxville, so I don't know why you say that. I'm in my right mind. Stop it.
But you weren't at Knoxville College, honey. So, and I went to Knoxville College because I was going to be an anesthesiologist. Mm. Now, take it, I did not know what anesthesiologists had to do to become an anesthesiologist. I did it because they were so nice to my mother and my father, and they had to go in surgery, and they were really attentive to them. And I said,
"You mean the anesthesiologist?"
Was attentive, yes.
Oh, okay.
I said, "Oh, okay, I want to be one of those." When I found out I got to do chemistry and statistics and algebra, and I said, "I don't think so," because I don't do that. Anyway, so I stayed for a year, and then I had the bright idea. A boyfriend of mine suggested that I go in the Air Force. And I said, okay.
So, because they were going in the Air Force?
Nope.
Just told you to go.
Yeah. And I did. Wow. And it was good. It was a good experience. Traveling, my first duty assignment, I made it through basic. I went skiing for the first time. You know, because I'm good with people. I can get along with most anybody. Went skiing, and this is a funny story. I was with the chaplain, and I bought some new blue jeans, and so we went all the way up the mountain, and so it took me all day to get down, and I'm seeing people going up and down. I was like, okay.
On a ski slope,
but it took me all day.
You okay? Walked it?
No, I was trying to get down, trying to ski. I've never skied before.
Okay.
So when I would pretend like I'm on TV, you know, and so nobody told me you had to go sideways. I was going straight. And so every time I would go straight, I would be flying. So I would hit the ground. I would be sliding on my butt. And so when I finally got to the bottom, because the chaplain had to take me down, because it was taking all day. But when you looked up at the mountain, you saw this blue streak going down, 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 where my jeans had faded all the way down the mountain. But I made it.
But were you soaking wet?
It don't matter. I made it down. And I was, then I sit in the lobby, you know, and drinking cocoa. And, you know, it was wonderful.
Surprised you didn't catch pneumonia.
Oh, please. And so then, okay, then I was in the military. I was in the Air Force.
Where'd you meet Mr. Lee?
I was in the military for 3 years, 11 months. In that time, I met Mr. Leroy Garza, okay? And we didn't like each other in the beginning. And I don't know what happened, but he's like, who's that girl with the skinny legs? And then one day, we kissed.
You just kissed him? You
didn't
even like him?
I don't know how that happened, but, you know, there were other things that happened, but one day we kissed. And OMG.
In the hallway, at work, where?
One day we kissed.
You can't even remember where.
And so then we would give each other signals. Oh, he would pass me little notes. And we had they had these big bins where they have all the supplies and stuff. And so he would say, meet me in Tango Delta. Or meet me in Foxtrot, whatever. And we would go to the back of that thing and kiss. OMG. All of them was the best kisses. OMG. And then he had asked me to marry him, but I was young and I didn't want to get married. And one day my friend came to me and he says, Dorothy, he says, God told me to tell you either do it or don't do it at all. I said, what? God looking at me? And like, I don't know, he see everything, but you know, he looking at me.
And why did you, who is this friend?
He was a minister at the time.
Ah.
And so I told Mr. Lee, I said, we got to get married.
Oh, you told him?
Oh, yeah. Cause he had asked me. Yeah. Okay. But and so we got married in 5 days. Because, you know, God ain't going to get me, cuz. it ain't going to have. You already told me. We need to fix that.
Were you in the United States then?
Yes,
or were
we were in the military. We was in Fairfield, California.
Okay, you're in California.
Never wanted to go to California because I thought California was cursed. I thought California was cursed because, you know, there's all kind of stuff over there. It was buck wild crazy. But anyway, and ended up in California. Met my husband in California.
So California ended up being blessed, not cursed.
Right. You know, so, you know, you can have a perspective about a thing doesn't mean it's true.
Right.
So, you know, I said, okay. And we got married. Oh, this is funny. So we thought that we would get married and nobody would know. We got to work that day and it's like, I didn't know that they put that in the newspaper. And so the people at work says, you guys got married? And we was looking like, it was in the newspaper. I had no idea. And so then he got orders to Okinawa.
Mm.
And I got orders to Alaska.
Oh, my goodness.
And from that point on, I decided, I said, okay. I said, now, the military does not assign you a wife or a husband. But having a marriage does not last when you're separated. So I went to Alaska, and he went to Japan, and I told him, I said, I'm going to get out. I said, and I'll follow you, and I'll be in a hole next to you. But we won't be separate like that again, because I was there for a year. I saw him 2 weeks out of a whole year.
Oh, wow.
And we had been married 1 year.
Wow.
And so.
Did y'all grow apart?
No.
A little? No?
No. No.
You just missed the kisses.
I missed the kisses. And that was a good experience because I was in Shimla, Alaska, and that was across the street from Russia.
You could see Russia from your...
If you knew what you were looking at, yes. Because we were on the Aleutian...
From your porch?
We was on Aleutian chain. And I was on Shimla. And this is 4 miles by 4 miles or whatever. This is a small island. But I had a wonderful time.
Did you see a lot of bears in Alaska?
No bears there. It was all fox and seagulls.
Oh,
and it
what?
Was foxes and seagulls.
Seagulls.
And it was 50 men and 450 women. No, it was 450 men and 50 women.
Okay.
And.
Wow.
Yeah. And we, on Tuesdays, they would ship us in hamburgers from McDonald's. And we got our mail on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And I would order things so I could get mail.
Because Mr. Lee doesn't write?
But I wanted more mail.
Okay.
And then I worked at the NCO Club, we ate good. We had snow crabs and steak.
Every day. Surfing.
Anytime you want to. And I worked at the NCO Club. And on country and western night, I would dress up in overalls, honey. And I talked to them just like they talk, honey, and I made good tips. I had a ball. Oh, and there's one thing. I worked at part-time. Now, I was in the military. And I worked part-time at this place called, this is secret, boom, boom, boom. I ain't going to say what it is. And my mother.
It's a real secret?
It's a secret. But anyway.
Listen. You want to know the secret.
Listen, Linda.
And so I wouldn't know that secret.
My mother, I'll tell you when we get out, okay? And so my mother always, I had chores, okay?
Okay.
And I had to dust and I had to mop and sweep the front walk. And my mother would have me dusting and mopping and stuff. And I never, and cleaning the bathroom. And I never realized that I was in Alaska working at this place, making $9 an hour cleaning the bathroom and dusting.
So You'd already been trained.
I already been trained. And so, you know, if you pay attention, your mother is trying to teach you something. You never know when you're going to use it.
Right.
But if you just pay attention, you teach your children, you try to teach them. You try to be a good example for your kids and, you know. But
get them ready.
Everybody has their own path. Everybody lives the way they need to, because grown people do what grown people do. That's the bottom line.
Right.
Grown people do what grown people do.
Okay, so you left Alaska and went to Japan, or you left Alaska and both of y'all came back to the States? How did that happen?
I left Alaska, I came home.
Oh.
Because I hadn't gotten my orders yet. And I had an experience at home that I never had before. Me and my friends were riding bikes through the neighborhood, and this Caucasian man came out with a shotgun, and he said, you need to get out of here because you don't belong up in here. And all we were doing was riding in the neighborhood. We weren't staying. We just was riding. And, oh, you know, we hear, oh, I saw my life flash before my eyes. That's probably kind of how I felt, you know, because I had never experienced that before.
Because how old were you then? You were older.
I was 20-something.
So y'all got on bikes. And
we were just riding in the neighborhood because it was Sunday evening. But I had never experienced that before. So that was interesting. I said, okay. And then I made it to Japan. Oh, that was wonderful. And nice island. It was real easy living. I would play racquetball almost all day. I would go to the gym almost all day. Mr. Lee didn't like to go nowhere, so I was gone. I joined a choir. It was about 60 people in the choir. I took scuba diving.
Did you learn Japanese?
Konnichiwa. Okay. All right. Okay. Whenever I needed to, I did it. But I worked there. And so I worked for the Marine Corps. And we would go to work like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning and get off at 8 or 9. And then we would go play golf, you know, because...
You go to work at 2 and get off at in the morning. Off at 8 in the morning.
Right, because, see, America's open at that time.
Mm.
And so we would play golf. And I would just pretend like I knew how to play golf.
You're just hitting the ball.
And I hit the ball. And it was great, you know. And, and while I was there, you know, I was 25. And so to me, at 25, I wanted to know, who are you and what are you made out of? And so they had a pageant, a Black History pageant.
In Japan?
Mm-hmm. On base, Kadena Air Force Base, okay? Yeah. And so I entered. And they gave people to help you. Somebody helped me with my costume, with my gown. Somebody helped me with my talent, you know, that kind of stuff.
You
had
helpers.
It was full funny. I said I was going to sing.
Okay.
And I said I was going to sing Summertime.
Summertime.
Summertime. And the living's easy. And okay. Look, I ain't know all the words, but I just made it
That's
up.
That's all
on
I
it.
Know.
And I had on a white, like African dress, and I had a fan. I had two plants on the stage. And I just went back and forth singing, Summertime.
Those words and that's it?
No, I started the whole thing. Okay. But anyway, and so, and I won.
Oh! Nobody else entered. Was there a... No, you can't get
O-M-G.
A stick. She wants to say, give me a stick. Okay.
OMG. But anyway, I won. And that was a good feeling because that helped me. That gave me confidence, and it allowed me to say, okay, you can try things. And
now, why did you not have confidence? Because you seemed like a confident person. But at that time,
in that era, you need to know who you are, especially at 25. That way you can proceed on and do other things.
So who did that tell you you were?
That told me that if I try something, I could succeed at it.
Mm.
Because I took up scuba diving. I never took up scuba diving before. You know, Black people don't like water.
So they say.
But I took up scuba diving, and I said I would never go night diving, and I went night diving, and that was wonderful because it looked like a little city down there. Mm. When you turn the lights on, it looks like a city. But all you're seeing is their eyes. But it's like a little city. It was
seeing whose eyes?
The fish.
Okay. I was like, did you go scuba diving somewhere?
Anyway.
Cave?
Help me, Holy Ghost. And so, but that was interesting. So I did different things. Oh, I climbed Mount Fuji.
Ah.
Yeah, I climbed only halfway because I was pregnant.
Okay.
And
Did you know you were pregnant, or did you just think
I knew I was pregnant, yes. And so they said, you can't go all the way up because of the altitude. And I said, okay, you know, but it was a good experience. You know, I did it because I said I wanted to do it. And that was good. And so we stayed there for 5 years.
So you had the baby in Japan?
No, I had the baby. I wanted my baby to be an American, so I came home. That's why I came home.
Because so if you have a baby,
he would have dual citizenship. And I don't want that. I just want to be American. That's it.
Was that a fear?
No, it's not a fear. That's just what I wanted to do.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. And one day, my husband was gone for the military. And we lived off post.
And where did you come back to?
I didn't get to that yet. We came to Scott Air Force Base.
What?
Scott Air Force Base.
Okay.
I'm telling the story in Okinawa, okay?
Well, we got to know.
Anyway, so I'm at home, and then you have typhoons there. And, you know, you have these shutters. You have to close the shutters and stuff and the wind, and you can go down to the ocean, and the ocean's coming up. You know, it's just awesome. The awesome experience. Okay, but anyway, so I'm left. You can sleep with the doors open. I did.
We still don't know where you are.
I'm in Okinawa, Japan.
Oh, okay. You said we came home. I was like, what? Huh?
Oh, I forgot that part. Okay. So we were still in Okinawa. And so this one particular night, I had a cat. And the cat's name was Nikos. And in Japan, Nikos means cat. So
you called the cat?
Cat, yes. And so.
Was that on purpose?
Yes. Okay. And so so I'm telling the cat not to get on the bed. And so I'm saying, get off the bed. Get out of here. Get out. You know, like that, right? Meantime, I don't even know it. Somebody done cut my screen and came in the house.
Oh, my goodness.
And I didn't even know it. And they went out the back door. And I didn't know that till that morning. Because when I was fussing at the cat, he thought I was talking to him.
The person that came
in the burglar,
right?
That's God. See, that's God. Take care of me. And so but I realized it because the screen was cut and the door was open and everything. And it was a camera on the kitchen table. And I'm thinking, if I was in America, I'd probably been raped, dead, and my camera been gone. But God, you know. So that was just one experience.
You're screaming at the cat, Nikos.
Yeah.
Get out.
Right, and the man and whoever it was thought I was talking to them, which was wonderful.
Yeah, worked out.
And so we came back to Scott Air Force Base,
which is in
Illinois.
Oh, okay.
And I was working there. I got a job. Oh, let me tell you one more thing
about Okinawa.
About Okinawa.
Okay, we're back to Okinawa.
In Okinawa, I was a taxi driver. And that was good because I was a taxi driver on post, though.
Okay.
And so you get to know who and where things are.
Right.
And then I wanted to be civil service. So in order to be civil service, the easiest way is to take a typing test, and you can be a clerk typist.
Did you know how to type?
Yes, but you have to do a certain speed and have a certain amount of whatever. So I would keep my typewriter in the back of my taxi. And on Fridays, I would go take the test. And then I go become a taxi driver again. But didn't know, realize that I had already passed the test. They said, you already passed it. I said, okay.
I was going to say, how many times did you
I
do
took
that?
It a lot of times because I didn't know that I was passed it.
You just kept going back taking the test?
Yeah, but anyway, I became civil service and I came to Scott Air Force Base. I worked for the hospital. And I was a procurement clerk. Wonderful job. Really like that job.
What's a procurement clerk?
They buy what
all
the hospital needs.
Stuff? Okay.
Mm-hmm. And you get to learn the vendors. And oh, I love that job.
So
met good people.
When you came to Illinois, you were still the procurement clerk? Because you said that's... Oh, no. Okay, now I'm confused. Okay. So the last thing you told us about Okinawa was the guy cutting the
fence.
Now you're in Illinois at that place. And then where did y'all go from there? Wait, you only had one child. When did the second child come?
The second child came in Scott Air Force Base.
Oh, okay.
And I had wonderful friends. We were pregnant together, and we encouraged one another, and we did things together. And our boys grew up together until we got stationed other
now
places.
With a last name like Garza, is Mr. Lee Hispanic?
Hispanic, yes, he is.
Okay. And what Hispanic population? Puerto Rican, Mexican, or they're Latino. They're all populations. Which one is
he? Let's just call it Hispanic.
Okay. Okay. I'm like, the only funny part is I'm like, does my sister even know that? I don't know.
Don't care about
anyway.
That because I've been married 41 years and don't matter.
But it's your story.
Right, but that don't matter.
So it didn't run none of that, none of his Hispanicness or whatever. You're African American, so you never had a problem with that ever.
Not really.
Okay.
But we've been married for 41 years. We have two lovely young sons who are 30 and 34, I think. 31 or 34, one of them. They're productive citizens in Seattle, Washington. And
do you think they ever had a problem with their parents, like at school or telling or people seeing their parents?
Well, they never told me.
Okay.
But what I want to say also to them is, which they do now, they're authentic. Be yourselves. Be true to yourselves. Be true to other people. Because if you lie to yourself, you'll lie to anybody. And be compassionate for other people. And maintain friendships. Friendships are very important. You don't have to have 50 friends, but a good 3 or 4 is good. Some people only have one, but, you know, something happened to that, what you gonna do? So I am so grateful for all my friends, and I'm grateful that people show me love, and I pray that I show people love because I don't mind helping people. I like helping. I just don't want to do it, but I'll help you. You can do anything you want to do, and I'll help you, but I'm not doing it.
I like when you say, I helped.
I helped. And me and my friend, we went to Singapore. We made a decision.
Then you went back to Asia.
Yeah, we went to Singapore, and that was wonderful. And I've been to Puerto Rico, and I've been to New York. And, I mean, I've traveled, and I've seen some things. Do I want to see other things? Of course. But I'm grateful for the places and the friends that I know and I've been.
Is there anything that you regret so far? If you look back down through the corridors of time that you can remember, if you could do it all over again.
Well, I probably should have stayed in college.
Mm. Not in Knoxville, but
not
somebody's
in Knoxville,
college.
But somebody's college.
Okay. So you did college?
I don't regret it, but I should have stayed in college. I should have went to college, but you know, college is not for everyone.
Mm-mm.
And I'm mostly a hands-on person, and I won't be doing all that reading and stuff. And so, I probably.
But do you read a lot now?
You have to read to me.
Okay.
Books on tape is wonderful.
Books on tape. Glad they came up with that.
Yeah, I'm glad they came up with that. And
if someone gave you the choice today of the next place that you would want to visit in this world or another world, you know, the moon, whatever, what's the place you would choose?
I've always wanted to go to Brussels. Oh, I want to go to Dubai.
Dubai.
Yes.
Okay.
I want to go to Dubai because it's beautiful.
You heard it's beautiful.
And clean.
And
that's why I went to Singapore, because it's clean.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay. So when you were in Japan, you were only in Okinawa. You guys didn't travel.
Oh, I did. I went to the Philippines. I went to Korea.
But you just didn't go to Singapore.
No. Okay.
So it was Singapore cleaner or better kept than Okinawa and
yes.
Philippines, and blah, blah, blah.
Because nobody's homeless there.
In Singapore?
In Singapore. Everybody has a home.
Really?
Yes. It's wonderful.
Okay. So I refresh my memory. Is Singapore a socialist place where they give it government? Or can people just afford, everybody can afford their own home? You don't know. Okay, whatever. That's
I just know they got their own place.
Everybody
and nobody's sleeping on the street.
Ain't nobody sleeping on the street. Okay. Well, that sounds great.
Yeah, but it's been a great 63 years.
63. So what's your favorite color?
My favorite color is lime green.
Lime green.
It and makes me happy.
It makes you happy.
But I love all colors, but lime green makes me happy.
And when did you know that?
When I was working at Fort Benning, and I would pass out these notes to the kids, breathe, blow out the stupid. And I would give them these notes to put in their wallets to remind them.
Did you
them,
say breathe, blow out the stupid?
Breathe, blow out the stupid. And I would give them these notes and tell them to put in their wallet. And I said, if I see you in the world and I ask you for that green note and you don't have it, I'm going to hit you in the throat. Something to remember me by.
So it was a green sticky.
A green sticky. Because, you know, that instead of tripping and freaking out and having a panic attack, take the note out. Breathe.
Okay, so what kids are we talking about?
I worked at Fort Benning in behavioral health.
In what?
In behavioral health.
Okay, so it really was children, not adults.
They were basic trainee people.
They were who?
Basic trainee guys.
Oh, they weren't kids at all.
Well, in a way.
They were coming
they were young,
into the
they
military?
They were coming into the military.
Oh, they were soldiers.
They were trying to become soldiers.
Oh, and I was like, kids?
And when they got there, it freaked them out so bad. It was like, what in the world? And I say, breathe. Blow the stupid out. Who brought you here? You did. What are you learning? Because we need to be learning about every experience so we won't make stupid mistakes all the time. But they're not stupid mistakes. It's just, you know, if you, some people like to go through boom, boom all the time. So
I'm going to stick with the breathe, blow out
the stupid.
Stupid,
yeah.
On a green, and so you realized that green, lime green, was your favorite from a sticky pad.
From a sticky pad.
So now do you just do sticky pads or do you do all types of lime green? Like clothes or?
Yeah, I do some lime green clothes.
Like statues. So you like other things. Lime green is lime green is it for you.
Yeah. Okay. And I love grass.
Grass? What?
Not weed, but grass, green grass.
Oh, okay.
But okay.
Well, you know, that's legal in a bunch. You know that crazy place you talked about, California?
Right, I know.
The cursed place.
But it's all good.
It's all good.
Yeah, trust God and it's all good.
Trust God.